God is good.
All the time.
You may be seated. Can we cut that music there, Bill? Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you this morning to Warsaw First Church, where we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We are so grateful that you are present with us today on this cold morning. And I think it kept some folks home. It was so cold this morning, didn't it? Boy Scouts, I think that kept you home, didn't it? It brought you home, that's right, after Friday night being out in the cold. So, yes, it was something quite an experience. I imagine you have a story to tell, and they will tell their children and grandchildren about that night. And I'm sure when they tell it, it will be worse than it was, right? But my name is Eric Dirks, and I do welcome you to this great church. At least I believe it's a great church, and I thank you for worshiping with us today. We have a lot of things going on that I want to lift up. First of all, if you look at the back of your announcement sheet in your bulletin, and it says Olin Mills Directory, I invite you to read that, and that is what this is about. I'm going to be passing these around. It's your last chance to get pictures in our directory, and that paragraph shares what's been taking place and why that hasn't happened yet. So make sure that if you haven't gotten your picture taken or your life has changed and you would like to have another picture taken, make sure you sign up for it on these sign-up sheets. I will pass those out in just a minute. The flowers on the organ are from Hazel Heights' niece, June Sear, in honor of Hazel's 80th birthday. Aren't they beautiful? You have several inserts in your bulletin. One is the Valentine's Day banquet, or I shouldn't say that, it's Valentine banquet, February 10th. And so make sure you pay attention to that. Also, singing Valentines, make sure you pay attention to that. The card will be signed. It's from the preschool children. However, I understand that there's a couple of ladies, wonderful ladies, that have decided to serenade you that are in this church. As I was announcing that in the first service, I was thinking, how's Deanna going to take all those kids around all those different places? And I learned after worship how she was going to do that. It's going to be a couple older preschool children that are, no, just kidding, that are going to be doing that. So make sure, if you're interested in that, support our preschool by signing up for that for $30 for your sweetheart. So make sure you do that. Also, we thank you so much for those who RSVP'd to the team dinner tonight. It's for all those who are on a team in 2007 and those who have said they would be a part of a team in 2008. And we've had about 70 people call and say, I would love to be there, and I thank you for that. If you can be there and have not called, we have a room for a few more. But, of course, if 70 more people call, we're going to be in trouble. But please feel free to call and let us know, or at this point, I guess you would just come. It's at 6 o'clock tonight, and it's just to say thank you to those who are leaders in this church, who are leaders in 07, and to kick off 2008. So that is, I believe, all of our announcements. Make sure that you pay attention also to the Habitat for Humanity. We're going to build a third home, and so I'm excited about that, and Habitat for Humanity is excited as well. Also, the Administrative Council is meeting at 7 on Thursday night, and that is for all of our team leaders, but everyone is invited to attend to hear all the great things taking place here at this church, and evangelism and missions will meet at 6 o'clock, so if you're on one of those teams, please be present.